So welcome back to part two, and I'm hoping that now that your minds are primed by all your lunch discussions and by the morning panels and all the ideas that have been floating around, that you'll have even more to say to each other, not just to the panelists, but I really hope that this, the dialogic nature of this thing is even intensified by now. So I guess I should say my name is Maya. I'm a grad student here also and one of the co-organizers of this thing. And I guess I also fall under the labels of both anarchist and historian, just to kind of continue with that theme. I guess that's how it got a little history heavy this morning. But I also want to just take this opportunity to say to anybody who's here, this is a great starting point of a process, and who knows if it'll happen again. I think it would be great if it happened again and grew and built. So anyone here who would want to be involved in how the evolution of future focuses, future themes might sharpen, or how the structure of it might develop, or how the demographics of participants might develop. Because I know it is kind of embarrassing. Roxanne's been calling us on this. It is kind of embarrassing. I'm not sure how it happened that we only got one woman on our panels. And though I think, I know it was also heavy on the old white men, even though I think all of you are really, really cool old white men. But yeah, there's a lot of things that we can do to evolve in the future with this. And also, just to lead into this theme, my lunchtime topic that I kind of volunteered to bottom line didn't really happen unless it happened somewhere without me, and I hope it did. But I want to mention it now because I think it actually is a really handy way to bridge from the morning to the afternoon panels. And the topic was logics of imperialism and resistance. So basically what that to me implies, so logics of imperialism is theme one of this afternoon panel, which is gods of the market, gods of the state. And I'm kind of taking the idea of logics that way from David Harvey. So we have like the neocon militarism, and then we have neoliberal corporate capitalism, and these things are always working together. So the collusion of market and state is kind of the first theme for this panel. And then the second theme of this afternoon panel, means and ends, pretty much to me says logic of resistance. And that also attaches to some more of the things which came up this morning, so hopefully the conversation will just build off of that. So we talked a bit about theory and practice in the morning. Roxanne brought up the idea of armed resistance and pacifism. There's a lot of themes, I think, this morning that might build into that.